afternoon, everyone. I'd like to try to talk a little bit about Yesod of Lachi Mishum Machitza, and I mean, insofar as we're learning Erevin, so that's obviously important. Just a brief introduction of what I hope to try to do is that I first try to talk just very briefly about some different perspectives on what a Lachi might be and how it works, and then I also hope that this, through our discussion about what a Lachi Mishum Machitza is, that we will shed more light on and perhaps add some more pieces of this puzzle about, like, this chakira that we've been seeing is a Rosh Hashanah, are the Machitzas of Rosh Hashanah, about stopping traffic, like the Lashon of the Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Rishonim and Shabbos was a Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Or is it about like a hekef makom, or maybe something else about like a simun makom? So hopefully that we will, while not conclusively solving that chakira, will hopefully shed more light on that. And also I hope to show how some of the ideas that the Chazon Ish says about Lachi Mishum Machitza are really a paradigm for how he understands Rosh Hashanah or Machitzas Rosh Hashanah in general, and that I hope to try to tie a bunch of Chazon Ish's, explain how they're all Lashitaso. Okay, so where's my Gemara? So it's clear in the Gemara on Erevin Yud Beis Amud Beis that if you hold Lachi Mishum Machitza, which is how we paskin, that if you have two parallel walls, a Mavim Mefulash, and then you stick a Lachi there on one of the ends, so you have a Rosh Hashanah. And Zerik Lesocho from Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or vice versa, is Chayev Chatas. So Tosfos Shanim asks there on the page, V'im Tomar, V'heich Asakadaitech Delechi Mishum Machitza, Ha'agim Rechmana L'moshe Lo Tifritz Ruba. So ask Tosfos Shanim, how can it be that a Lechi is Mishum Machitza? What is this little stick here? I thought Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that to have a valid Machitza, you have to have Rove, or at least Mechza, that this is Lechor neither. So, before we get to Tosfos Shanim's answer, so the question could be asked perhaps in one of two ways. That one, is it that I just, I need to somehow have Omim Ruba, and then that something can be a valid Mechitza, but maybe Omim Ruba Chitza don't need to be connected, but nonetheless, I still have neither here, or that, that without Omim Ruba, I don't even have a valid Machitza. Lamashal, that in Hilchos Taroves, so the way it's classically explained, we're not learning Hilchos Taroves to really analyze whether this is true or not, but the way it's classically explained, that let's say that I have a whole bunch of stuff mixed together, and I have a Sheretz, and it might be difficult to remove the Sheretz, but if I can see it or taste it, maybe, so that's called Nigrei Isser, and the general rate is that that's not considered Taroves. So we don't even get to talking about Bittles. So too, it could be that if I don't have Omi Meruba, so I don't even have a Machitza. It's not that we talk about it as a Kasher Machitza, Pasul Machitza, it's just not a Machitza. So that could be what's behind Tosfos Shanim's question. Tosfos Shanim, though, answers that, I mean, Shema Machitza Gimel Dalas Lo Agmare. So perhaps on the third or fourth side, I'm not sure if he's maybe maybe he doesn't want to take sides on Rabbi Hanan on the Rambam's Girsa here. I don't know if he had them, I don't know, but the idea is that he's saying that it sounds like Omim Ruba, Lishema, was not said on the third side. So so does that mean that Omim Ruba just doesn't exist at all on this third side, or does it still have some role to play? We'll hopefully come back to this a little later, but what it sounds like from Tosfos Shanim is that it just sounds Cain like what we have in Sukkah, that I have three walls, I need to have three walls however I get to that, and then I have a Halakha Mishmisina, that's Megareah, the third wall, to just be a Tefach. So too, it sounds like here that I need to have two walls which normally are defined as Omim Ruba, and then I just, on the third side, that I just have to have that's what it sounds like Tosfos Shanim is saying, that the Lachi doesn't necessarily do anything more than just being there, and the fact that it's there, that I have a Machitza, that is a Mashihu, that suffices. The would I be able to actually get a copy of my own Makoros? See that I. So the first source on this sheet is on this sheet. I apologize that the numbers are a little out of order. I found this Archa Shulchan yesterday after I had already basically made and formatted these sheets, so I just stuck it in on the side. But anyway, that the first sheet, the first source is Ritva. The Ritva and the Sugya of Bein al-Chayayim, Tachas HaKorah, that so the Ritva is dealing with the Baal Me'or, and when he speaks at the Baal Me'or, that Rav and Abaye Lushitasim, so he says here that he says Dechashvina Ove Alechi Ki Ilu Hi Mechitza Nimshachas V'Sosemes. So the Ritva might just be talking about Din D'Rabbanan, and I think there's what to say that it's a Din D'Oraisa, but regardless, and that the Ritva also doesn't hold the Baal Me'or in Hamshach, but I think that there's nothing to indicate that the Ritva is actually rejecting this perspective of Lechi, that it sounds like the Ritva understands a Lechi to be Kain, like what we say, that like Pitikra Yor Vesosem, that the Lechi is not Yored, because it's on the ground, but it's Nimshachas Vesosemes. So this seems to be a different perspective on how a Lechi works. Tos Shanim might hold like this Ritva, but it doesn't sound like it. Meaning, it sounds like Tosfos Shanim just needs a Lechi just to be there. I need a Mashu to be there. It doesn't sound like Tosfos Shanim says that I need to consider the Lechi to be Moshachas Vesosemes. The Ritva would still presumably be bothered by Tosfos Shanim's Kashya, that because like even if we view a Lechi as being Moshachas Vesosemes, that doesn't seem to satisfy the getter of Omei Meruba. So the question still should be a question for the Ritva, but it doesn't. I don't think that they're answering the question the same way. Though if Tosfos Shanim was to say that no, really, I hold that Lechi is Moshachas Vesosemes, I wouldn't really sleep over it. But I don't think that's the pashtus of what the Tosfos Shanim is saying. Another perspective on Lechi is the second source, which is from the Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish probably wouldn't want to be against both the Tosfos Shanim and the Ritva, and he probably would have ways of getting out of, trying to get out of their Lashonos, as maybe we'll see soon, but this Chazon Ish is in the context of other things, but in the brackets he says something very fascinating. He says, Iker inyan mechitzos hu lebeis devarim. Linoa drisas harabim, so that's one thing. Ulahakir es hamakom lumiyucha de muvdal misvivosav, and he doesn't say to be makif the makom. He says to be to designate to show that the makom is miyucha de muvdal misvivosav. Ulainyan hakara hazos nemar begud asik vaachis velavod. So interestingly, the Chazon Ish is telling us how these things work, and we'll say a little bit more about them in a bit. Could go into Omud Gavoy Yud, Mesamein es kol ha'avir ad rekia kimuvdo misvivosav, v'sagi b'hachi. So what the Chazon Ish is saying is, for example, if I have an Omud, so this gets back to Dani's Chabura, way back at the beginning of towards the beginning of Zman, that if I have an Amud, so the Chazon Ish is describing that good Asik is not a mechanism, or is not a mechanism that is Magdir, Goder, the Avir, the Rishis Yachid. Rather, it is a way of Chazal, an idiom that Chazal are using to describe that the area is Muvdal, Umesuman. And that'll be more clear in the second source, but that good usik is not actually doing anything. It is a way of describing a reality that is already present. And he says, Zegam inyan print screen is a little hard to read, but that's supposed to be Zegam inyan halechi. Shemara al hadalas hamakom michutzalo v'cholik es kol ha'avir shemitzido kamamado. That it designates all the area that is next to its side parallel to it. That's how I think what the Chazanish is saying, that Alechi also is not, it's not, we don't view Alechi as being Moshechus v'Sosemes, rather that the purpose of Alechi is to, for us to see that this area is separate. And just that this, to make this a little more clear, we see in the third source, this is a Hasagos of the Chazanish on Kedushei Grach.
How do you define Kol HaAvir Mitzido for Alechi, which doesn't really mark off any direction?
What do you mean?
Right, it's just a little pull. Right, so how could you even talk about Avir Mitzido as being marked off by the Lechi? The Lechi doesn't pick out any specific direction.
I hear you're saying. I think that when we get back to, like, when we get back to this discussion in source 5, I will lean at her answer your question.
But even Kipchudo is in Kolik as Kolavir Shemitzido. Like, what's the side of the...
So, as I said, I think that, so the Chazanish here is being Masig on Rav Chaim by Sukkah. He says, Inyan good Asik, Eino sha'alinu lachsho ki ilu yesh mechitza lamala. Doesn't mean that we view it as if that there's a mechitza going up. Ella heker mechitzos lamata sagi. Rather, the fact that I have, it means that I have sufficient, it's a way of describing that I have sufficient mechitzos already in place on the bottom. Va'achere sheyesh l'shetach zeh mechitzos vivosav lamata, so since I already have sufficient mechitzos on the bottom, hare choluk misivosav, the area, the entire area, including the Avir, already is differentiated from its surroundings. Patechashe v'rshus la'atzmo. Val choluk rishus ba'ufan zeh ho rubi gemar v'lashon good asik mechitzta. That good asik mechitzta is Chazal's way of describing that the area is already sufficiently mubdel. And just this is what Rabbi Packer spoke about last week, which I unfortunately wasn't present for, but I was probably in the airport by then, on the way out of the country. But I've been speaking with him at great length and going for the Chabura, but that with the bridges. So let's say that I have could I get a marker? No markers. Okay. Have to be, anyway, so let's say that I have a bridge going over a seawall. So, So let's say that I have, this isn't a seawall, but either way, and then I have a bridge coming in. So, do I say that this seawall goes up and I have mechitzos on the bridge? So we had, based on Tosfos on Pei Tes, that Tosfos talks about, like, it's Paras L'Makom, that the Gagaboli is Paras L'Makom Aserlo. So what exactly does that mean? The Marsha's Kashya and different answers to that Kashya, but that different Akronim are entertaining the possibility that we either say good Asik, going up, and that we have a mechitza on the bridge, or that we just say that Rishus Yechid Ola the Rekia, and that the bridge also becomes a Rishus Yechid that way. The Chazanish would say Lo Hayu Devar Me'olam. In fact, in Simon Kuf Ches in the Or Chaim, which is his, the whole Simon is devoted to his Hasagos in the Shut Shari Tzion, who is one of the Mekilim about the bridges, and the whole simon is basically about, I mean, why he thinks that the Shari Tzion is wrong and that you can't even use it in Snif L'Hakel, but that that in there repeatedly he says that there's no such thing as mechitzos that are not nikaros, and even when in like Erev and Peites and Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that Rav seems to be saying, I mean, that I do say good asik on mechitzos sheni nikaros. Sorry, Shmuel seems to be saying that I do say good asik on mechitzos sheni nikaros, that's only for Erev Chatzeros, but really you need Mathesis Nikaros, and, like, he has a Raya and a Fetchman in the Sugya, we could talk about the Raya, but just, like, the Chazon-ish is very consistent at this point, that, if the area isn't, Muvda already, or Masuman already, Good Usig doesn't do anything. Good Usig is not a mechanism that actually acts, it is just a way of describing a reality. And I think that comes out from these sources here. So, I would like to argue that this idea that a Rishus HaYachid needs to be Mesuman Muvdal, not necessarily Mukaf, but Muvdal, is the linchpin in the Chazon-ish's like understanding of what a Rishus HaYachid is in general, and I hope to develop this throughout the Chabur and especially at the end. And that for the most part, though not perhaps entirely, but that when the Chazon-ish said that Iker Inyan Mechitzos Hu Lebeis Devarim, the first one is Lenoa Drisus Harabim, that Drisus Harabim be Ikar is a posel, meaning that I can't have Drisus Harabim going, or in many cases I cannot have Drisus Harabim going over or through my Rishus HaYachid for various reasons, either because of Asi Rabim Mat Mechitza, or maybe because it turns into Mefulash, depending on what type of Drisus HaRabim we're dealing with, or Mechitza Nidrasas, but that Drisus HaRabim is a posel. It interferes with Rishus HaYachid. But it itself, preventing Drisus HaRabim, does not necessarily make a Rishus HaYachid, at least as the Chazon-ish understands.
He's explicit about that. And he says you have two conditions.
No, two different ones.
Yeah, I mean, they could be, yeah.
I should say that they're two different ones. But you're saying even if they're two different ones, it's really that they're the Suman Butter. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that again, Dresus Harabin, let's just see this next source, that this is just what the Chazon-ish here says. This is from an Arichlus in that simon where he's being cholik about the bridges, but he says anu choshvin, and the paradigm of this idea for the Chazon-ish is pasi biros. He says anu choshvin kol bein apasin kemugdar muvdal misvivo sehem. So that's how pasim work. Valide harabim haovrin overin mizbatal peulas mechitzas makom shaovrin. So the Chazon-ish says, what is it? How does drisus harabim affect a mechitza? He's talking specifically about Asi Rabim Mat Mechitza, but that how does Drisus Harabim affect a mechitza? It undoes this Hevdel and Simun Makom. It's not that Drisus Harabim Be'etzim is a problem, but that it undoes this Hevdel and Simun Makom.
He doesn't say that here.
Really says it undoes
the mechitzas. He says the Pu'ulas and Mechitzas. So what is the Pu'ulas and Mechitzas?
Well, I said it.
But in this paragraph, he says anu choshvin kol bein apasin kemugder muvdom siyoseim. It says that sounds like he's saying that the pu'ulas and mechitzos here is that they are making them mugder muvdom misivoseim. And anyway, it's hard to imagine how pasibiros really prevent traffic in this place.
Right, even pasibiros, which are more virtual, so you might have thought that they're not defined by physical disruption, as opposed to real mechitzos, which are monea rabim, which of course are. That's another way to read it. In other words,
I'm sorry, I'm not.
Somebody showed him actually say that. In other words, that we discussed earlier in the year, that the more you have virtual mechitzos, right, the easier it is to explain, and therefore the bigger chiddush it is to say that asi rabim is about the mechitzos.
Like Rabbeinu Yohanan in the beginning of the Mizapa.
Right. If you have more physical mechitzos, ones that are really monea and regular rabim, then it's more obvious that you're going to say pasi rabim about the mechitzos. That's the whole point, is that it's defined by that. So the question is the only question I think which is an open question is, we know that the Chazon-ish holds that mechitzos can be accomplished through simon. The question is, does he have another category also of mechitzos that are that also are defined in more physical terms?
Okay.
That I think is not so clear. He's saying here, even though it's this type, even though it's type B, right, there's still Asi Rabim Batsa Mechitza because it interferes with the Pu'ula. mafitzos are accomplishing, which in this case, you know, even if it isn't virtual or physical, but it's still similar.
But I'm saying that he is willing to define Drisus Rabim as a function of the psul of Drisus Rabim as a function of interfering with the Siman Makom. So then, it is reasonable to suggest, and I think that I will.
It's not clearly saying that from this piece, right? All he's saying is that Haideh Mechitzos, it's Mabdil the Makom, but the Rabim could undermine the Pulas Mechitzos.
So what is the Pulas Mechitzos? You just said it's Mabdil the Makom.
He never defines that the Pulas Mechitzos, right, is simply the Mabdil the Makom. Elsewhere he tells us that there are two Dinim of Mechitzos, right, and has to be Rose when you have Rabim coming through that undermines the first Din.
So again, just first thing, I think that
and here you're saying it's a fact, right? Al yedei mechitzos, it's ma'avdil ha'makom, which we know because mechitzos have to accomplish two things.
Okay.
Right, but then when the rabim come, that undermines the efficacy of the mechitzos because the first din of mechitzos is to block the passage of rabim.
So then, how are they good mechitzos in the first place?
There are two definitions of mechitzos.
No, so I understand what Rebbe is saying.
Right.
I hope to prove my case throughout the Chaburah that what the Chaznish is saying
there's only one type.
Yes. I'm not understanding what Itamar is saying.
And the Chaznish tells you that mechitzos have to accomplish two things.
No, right? One of two things.
He doesn't say one of two things.
I mean,
Lib-based garments.
I think it's very hard to imagine that Hasbiros are.
Physically prevent people.
He'll say that if people don't go through, then you could view them as blocking Drisus Rabim.
That, to me, is very surprising.
Why?
I mean, because
the mechitzos are
like, why should I?
They do in the corners at least, right? So you could view them as blocking as being on Drisus Rabim, so long as Rabim don't actually trample through, right? They definitely block Drisa within a certain, you know, hama by hama in each corner.
If you're willing to understand that pasibiros are also that their purpose is to be monea drisus harabim, so I guess we'd have to reinvestigate a lot of other things. But I think that it's a fair assumption to think that that's not what they do.
But you're reading the Mechaznish too as saying that mechitzos, it's sufficient for them to accomplish one of these two things, not that the Indian mechitzos accomplish both of these things?
Correct.
That's what I'm since the Chaznish is saying in source 4 that at least, again, I think that he is saying, and to read in elsewhere, like from, again, just from what we have here, if I only had paragraph 4 in isolation, in source 4 in isolation, I think that we would say that the pu'ulas mechitzos is to be of, at least the pu'ulas mechitzos there, pasiviros, is to be mavdil the makom. Now, if he's saying that the psul, the chisaron of drisus harabim, is that it undoes the simon makom, so then I think it is reasonable, though I admit not mukharach, at least yet, and I hope that I will prove my case by the end of the Chaburah, that that is the only psul of drisus harabim, meaning that we can use the, meaning if I have rabim going over any other type of mechitza, it will also undo the simon makom. So I don't think we necessarily need to say that there's a separate psul in addition to interfering with the siman makom, that there is necessarily another psul of batsim, the presence of drisus harabim. Again, I admit that so far it is not mukrach. I hope that I...
Number two, which I agree with you, is a comment about either one. So why do you have the first at all?
I mean, we still...
You know, I'm trying to say that there are still two notions of the pizza. There still could be enough, perhaps. Why isn't it just... every mechitza is just lahak here. It's just a mukrach.
I mean, I think that drisus rabim, meaning it clearly is something that's important, like that it needs to be often it needs to be done. Again, that's the Lashonos of the Rishonim in Shabbos, Zion, I think, on the Bays, Tosos and Sukkah Dalet on the Bays, the Rashi in Erevin, the Mishnah on Erevin, and the Ayin Chesemid Bays.
There's every good reason to think that they really mean it. So you're saying in the Chazonish that he only has one Hagdara, and that's Simon Aloko.
Yeah, so again, I'm not sure if I don't have a Masor in this.
There might even be places where there's, you know, no Simon Aloko, but it is physically Monday after Sarah.
What might that be?
They're not perception wise, they don't record in a place like that. Maybe there are certain obstacles there.
Class and pizzas.
So.
Or you get a better, you know, just like the Rishon already have, as we know, different Madregos and the pizzas. That's an easier one to say. I'm just saying, so what is the base of our.
So, again, I think that. It's not just being Monei Adrisas Rabbim is often not just a side, or purely a side function of Mechitzas. Meaning it's critically important, at least in many cases, though not all, by Pasi B'Ros, for example, or even if you think that you can take four Tzuras of Pesachs and make a square and make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which it's not as clear in the Gemara that actually makes Rosh Hashanah Yachid as one might think, but the Chazanish certainly accepts that. That also is not Monei Adrisas Rabbim, but that in a classical machitza of like a wall or a charitz, that it has that machitza needs to be Monei Adrisas Rabbim.
Because it isn't really.
Because, again.
On the plane of people, whatever, it isn't Masamein.
Yes, that's
right?
What I.
So that's kind of that's exactly what.
I mean, it's not Musamein if it's not Monei Adrisas Rabbim. I think that.
I mean, this is a way of it being Musamein, even though it's Musamein by virtue of being Monei Adrisas Rabbim?
Because
you want to say something can be something isn't Musamein per se, but it's Musamein by virtue of the. So it becomes part of the Hagdar of Simon Arabi. As opposed to saying that there are two types of Mechitza. Of course, any Mechitza that is Monei Adrisas Rabbim is a Mechitza because of that, even if it's not Musamein. That was not what I was saying.
I guess that is a possibility.
Is a charitz something which is misamin umavdil esamakon?
I don't see why not.
So what were you trying to prove from the charitz?
That in a case where, let's say, the Mishnah in Erevin Ayin Chesemid Beis says that if the charitz in a Mishnah in Kilayim Ches says that seems to say that the charitz, if it's not four tefachim long or wide, whichever dimension that going over, if it's less than that, so then Rashi explains in the Mishnah and Ayin Ches and Beis of Noach Lifsoa. So I think the Chazanish would say that if it's Noach Lifsoa, so then that is an insufficient Simon Amakom.
That's it. That you're using Minias Kriyasas Arabim as a mechanism of Sima.
Okay.
So you're saying there are two types of Sima. There's a Sima, okay, which is a result of Minias Kriyasas Arabim, and there's a Sima which is more visual, like people getting the impression that this is a cord off or a separate place.
But, I mean, I hope to.
There's not such a big difference between saying that. And saying that there are two types of cases.
Okay. I mean.
You're saying the Lemnodris of Sarabim is also a form of Lahakir Samakam of Yuchad of Muftabis. It probably is not so many. Okay. Every time you'll encounter a situation which I might suggest is a Mechitza of Minyas Sarabim, but not of Simon Makam, they'll just say, well, that is the Samin of Makam, the fact that there's.
We may, at the end of the Chabur, we may. Yes.
Okay.
Fine. So, again, the paradigm for the Chazanish, I think, is. Sorry.
Just the words.
Yes.
the pools and mechitzas in that respect has more shein alayvim, meaning between the pasuk and rosh, not just kriya. Meaning, how do you look at the different areas within the pasuk and rosh?
It appears to me that he's saying that they, like, let's say that they were to Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that they were to walk through into the middle of the Pasibiros and then constantly everyone would take a helicopter out. So that it seems to me that they only are Mabatel that one side that they go through. I'm sure he has a reason that he's, that, I mean, if I'm sure he has a reason that he's saying it the way he's saying it. I don't know what it is.
Why can't they just go back where they came from? Why do they need a helicopter?
Hmm. Okay, that works too. Okay, yeah, that's even more simple.
The thing, it doesn't mean it in the sense that if you would say that there are two goals of mechitzas, so then couldn't it be that the pulos of mechitzas is fully accomplished the makom she'ena rovim and is not fully accomplished makom she'ovim, in which case the pulos of mechitzas is exactly what he said at the beginning, kipshutav, the kind of two parts, in order to survive and lakar some makom.
Well, I mean, how are the pasaviros?
Because at the place where they don't walk through, they are Moneh Drisus Rabbim.
They're not Moneh Drisus Rabbim. People just happen to not be walking there, they're not.
So I think we're imagining things differently. Again, using Itamar as tzir of the Amo where they are Moneh versus the other Amos.
Okay.
Perhaps that's what the Chazanish really meant. I know there are two Amos on either side which are, but in which there is no Drisus Rabbim because the Mechitzos get in the way of Drisus Rabbim, and there you have accomplished Pulos and Mechitzos, which is
okay, so I was reading b'mokum she'over meaning the side that they're over,
why would you use that word? The way you read it, but why?
Side is a mokum.
Side is a mokum, but mokum is easier to find without side. Meaning, there's a word for side.
I think it's counterintuitive to say that pasibiros are even in their corners on Moneh Drisus Rabbim.
They really are.
I mean, yes, it's true that in their corner that they are, but again, to think that that is that will serve as a functional mechitza for a reshus, to me sounds counterintuitive.
Great. I mean, you're saying bisfar, you'd rather use a different grid.
It's not counterintuitive to assume in the Chazanish that you need to meet the condition of minyas reshus rabbim for mechitza.
It just works with his two lashonos at the beginning. Just kibshuta, he means there's two goals, and the pulos and mechitzas is accomplished well in the corners, not well in the middle, and in the middle it falls apart.
But it's not meaning even if they aren't, even if they don't walk through, I don't see how it's accomplished in the middle either.
I'm claiming this is a, maybe this is wrong. I don't know for sure, but that he's assuming that in all places where mechitzas aren't physically in the way, is a makom she'ovim, meaning people can and probably do walk through there. He's not talking about your helicopter case or where they return. He's saying that people walk through those amos which are uncovered.
Okay.
The two amos on the usual side which are covered are makom which people aren't over, but because there are mechitzas there. You've accomplished both the first and the second of the reasons to have mechitzas.
I'm not understanding, again, that I have pasim on all four corners. So let's say that no one is walking there, or just maybe yechidim, which presumably won't affect a mechitza. So, but sof kol sof, it's in the middle, it's not like the, if lots of people wanted to come there, there's nothing being moneh of them.
That's even if I can't think of an answer to that question, I don't think that shares the translation of the words. I mean, the translation would still be a distinction between makom she'ovim and makom she'ein ovim. Your question is, generally, why is it that what the fact of Rabbim Ovim as opposed to the possibility of Rabbim Ovim should be the halachic criterion? Which is a question that Gemara Kaf Beis adds, no? But it's got nothing to do with the Chazanish. Meaning, in terms of the Chazanish, the Gemara does make clear that it's a factual question of Rabbim Ovim. Perhaps that's because we assume that when you have Akif Makom, it can also, Kolzman, that it hasn't been tested, it also is assumed or presumed to accomplish the Nias Priestess or Rabbim. But does that mean that the goal of Mechitz is not to do both? And you wouldn't have this more basic distinction between two parts of the same place. I've never read this chazanish before, so it could be it's obvious from the lines before that makom she'ovim is just a lush, and it could be that he uses.
I don't think that you seem to think that your reading of makom she'ovim is more meduyuk than mine. I don't think that that's true. I think that makom she'ovim again is coming up huke, like that they're mapil the mechitzos around the entire side. Like what Rashi says, for example, in the context of Karpev, that if I have a when he says that.
That's hard to read. I'm not coming from Makosh over because of the word Makom. I'm coming from the fact that Mispato Pulas Amachitos Bemakom Sha'ozin, the Pulas Amachitos is felt, like you accurately said before. Pulas Amachitos is felt not in the side, but in a deep place.
I think that we're just going to have to agree to disagree. And that we should. Fine. So the question is again. I think that the paradigm for this idea of the Chazon Ish is Pasi B'Ros. So the question, the Chazon Ish again. The way I'm understanding him is that he is inferring from Pasi B'Ros and extrapolating elsewhere. If one was to understand Pasi B'Ros as functioning differently, or that they work differently, or something like that, so one could approach this sukkia differently. How Pasi B'Ros works, and like an analysis of that is beyond the scope of this kabura. But for those interested, there is a long footnote in the Rashba, on the first Rashba and the second parak of Erevin, which cites lots of Marmakomos. Second question is that, in general, again, if you want to stress very much that mechitzos are supposed to be moneh adrisa sarabim, so one is going to run into a question also about, let's say that the Gemara in Yud Beis and Beis says that amavi mefulash with a lachi is rishas yachid, or many akronim, even though again it's not mechurch in the Gemara. Certainly, it's very possible the Rambam doesn't hold of it, but many Akronim think that that the Gemara on, I think, Yod Amud Aleph says that if I take four Tzuras of Pesachs and make a square of them, I have Rishas Yachid. So it's also that this is seemingly not being Moneh Adrisa Sarabim. So this gets into especially the first part about if I have a Mavim Mefulash and a Lechi, how does that work exactly? Gets into the question of what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Shtei Mechitzos D'Oraisa, and the Chachamim, who say that Shtei Mechitzos are nothing. And what exactly are they arguing about? Derech Tzachlis, but I mean this semi-seriously, that perhaps the machlokas, whether Lachim Mishum Mechitzos, Lachim Mishum Hakir, is whether you think maybe you take something like this Chakira, that if you think that the purpose of mechitzos is mnea traffic, so a lechi doesn't do that, therefore a lechi can't serve as a mechitza. If you think that the purpose of mechitzos is to be mabd of the makom, so then a lechi can do that, and therefore a lechi can serve as a mechitza. Perhaps that's it's probably not true, but this Hesber may still shed light on things, or it could be perhaps that fundamentally, that two mechitzos, a mavim mefulash, two mechitzos sufficiently block traffic because they block traffic in two directions, but just that they're not mitzarif to each other without the lechi. Perhaps that's a reason why they may work here to take an approach not like the Chazon Ish. And this is beyond the scope of the chabura, but I'm just raising questions for people to think about.
It can't be that broad. It's talking about you claiming that.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, if you think that Pasi B'Ros are an exception, and Tzuras HaPesach is, I think, a little more complicated to explain outside of the... I think the idea that for Tzuras HaPesach to make a Rishas Yechid sounds very much also like the Chazon Ish, unless you think that Tzuras HaPesach also becomes Shem Dal Mechitzos, in which case you can say that just as Pasi B'Ros may be an exception that breaks many rules, so too Tzuras HaPesach could be an exception that breaks many rules.
That's part of the challenge, right?
No, I understand that, but then what about Tzuras HaPesach? Are they Shem Dal Mechitzos? So I don't think that's muskam on Chaf Beis.
No, that's machlokas. They're worn in their legs, right? Because they're cross, but they also don't have the enclosure factors.
So
that's part of machlokas Yishamim, whether
or not. Whether
they say
they're
better or they're worse. But
yeah.
The issue is the same.
Yeah. So I think that that may be some of the how one, if one wanted to take a different approach to mojitos, may try to deal with them. I'd like to try to analyze how lechi works in five different areas of halacha. I'll try to do this as quickly as possible, though five different areas may take some time. The five questions are: we know that two mechitzos, two parallel walls, mavi mefulosh and alechi makes a rishus yachid. What happens if I have two mechitzos coming gam? Does that make a rishus yachid? Also, lechi working bekaren zavis and also baalachson, the psul of being marchik alechi from a kosel gimel tvachem, alechi near mechutz from efnim nido mishum lechi. How that works, and the fact that alechi needs to be 10 tvachem tall. So, by analyzing the lechi in these different contexts, so we may shed light on how a lechi works in general, and we may support or different variations or permutations of these different approaches to the way lechi works that we've seen so far. So the first one is shtei mechitzos kamin gam and a lechi. So does that make rishus yechid or not? So this is a machlokas between the Be'er Halacha and the Chazanish. So the Be'er Halacha in source 5 says that da de'ein nafkamina l'dei hazo, that shtei mechitzos and a lechi make rishus yachid. Im shtei mechitzos hayu kumin gam o shtei mechitzos hayu zo keneged zo, the gam v'zeh make rishus yachid min haTorah, that they both make rishus yachid min haTorah. Kevan sheyesh lo od lechi. And then he says hachi muchach min erven yud beiz min beiz. Fine. So, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be taking a perspective that the fact that he brings a raya, and his raya is clearly only going on the second variation, namely mavli mefulash and alechi, because the Gemara in Yud Beis and Beis doesn't say anything about shtei mechitzos min gam. So the Mishnah Berurah seemingly thinks that that shtei mechitzos min gam is even more poshut that it's a rishus yachid than mavli mefulash and alechi. That's what I think is coming out from this Be'er Halacha. The Chazon Ish, and the Meiri I think also mentions that Svara on Yud Aleph and Mibes. The Chazon Ish, he isn't Masbir himself, but he's Masik on this Mishnah Berurah, and he brings Rayas, but he isn't Masbir why he is Cholek, other than the fact that he thinks that the sources indicate otherwise, but that he thinks that Shtei Mechitzos Kamin Gam, we're talking about Shtei Mechitzos Kamin Gam at a right angle, a 90-degree angle. If it's less than 90 degrees, so the Chazon Ish may say something else. But if they're at a right angle, Shtei Mechitzos Kamin Gam and Alechi do not make a Rishus Yachid. So I think that this is the I would like to say that this is this previous chakir. The Chazon Ish thinks that, or here's our case here, that I have, this is my lechi. So the Chazon Ish thinks that, or this is not sufficiently a makom mesuman. Where is the rishus yachid? Does it go like this? Does it go like this? Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah, is saying that it's the entire square, but even that's not so clear. The very fact that, just visually, I think that it isn't so clear, and the very fact that it's also really not clear just what is the Siman Malkum. Again, it's not a Raya, but I think that sheds light that it's not so Mesuman. And the Chazon Ish would say, therefore, it's not a Rishus Yachid. However, if you take the perspective of blocking traffic, so Shtei Mechitzos Kamin Gam are even better than two parallel walls, because they block off more dimensions.
Not if the road curves.
I mean, roads can always curve. The question is, clearly though, if I have something like this, so I am restricted in more dimensions than here.
Why is that?
Meaning, someone coming from the outside.
You're trying to argue for the opposite.
You mean the coming from there?
Yeah.
From there.
Sorry.
From there.
that meaning they're stopped going this way, but they're not stopped going this way. Someone keep coming from here. In all four directions, they're going to run into a wall.
Only if they're walking straight.
You can always walk around Mechitzos.
That's the point, you can't go straight. I'm foolish, you can't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why are you defining Minyas Trisa Sarabe by
more
straight paths?
So if it also accomplishes blocking the straight path, and the foolish doesn't, that's the difference.
And this Svara is found in Rashi in Sukkah, Naam at Aleph, that the Gemara there distinguishes between... In the way we paskin that you have shtei mechitzos kumin gam, and that or you have two parallel walls, and that in shtei mechitzos kumin gam you just need tefach sochek, and that your marchek get pachos mikimel from the wall, and maybe you need tzuras pesach. You don't need tzuras pesach. Actually, three lashonos there, but dayo. If you have two parallel walls, so the Gemara says that you need a pas dalet. So the Gemara asks, maishna. So the Gemara says that when you have shtei mechitzos kilchasan that are rivan, that it's better. So it doesn't say why, but Rashi there says because they're not near kimafulash. So this svara is mentioned there also. It could be another perspective, which is not necessarily supported by that Rashi and Sukkah, but could be true, is that also shtei mechitzos kumin gam. And Alechi, that there it's more mitzuraf that I have a greater structure, whereas shtei mechitzos, I mean two parallel walls in Alechi Hagam, that they do work, but that there is less of a seir between them, and therefore it's less pashut that they would make a rishus yachik.
Wouldn't you think that the structure part would contribute to the ceiling?
I think the structure part contributes to the fact that we see them as
together. Or you
want to
make imaginary lines.
But, meaning...
Do you think that structure only helps for virtual walls but not for a ceiling?
Or, certainly I think the Chazanish doesn't make imaginary lines. That's what...
I understand. I'm asking you, since you think the Chazanish only believes in ceiling, and you're trying to explain that he rejects the gam... as being less than the mefulash, so that's why I'm asking you that. In other words, isn't more structure more of a reason to consider Mugalan?
I mean, more structure is a reason to consider that they function together, but just because, let's say that if I buy something, a muscle from Amazon, and I put it together, so I put something together, now I have a thing, but it doesn't mean that it functions as a mechitzos to be misamin a makom. The Chazanish might say that this looks very nice and it could be like a piece of art or something, but it's not Masame the Makom.
I mean, it is in the sense that you only have to draw one line to Masame as opposed to the parallel pizza, so you have to draw two.
With your eye.
When I mean Simon Makom, again, as I'm trying to argue, the Chazanish doesn't like certainly, or Itamar, you're saying drawing a line here or drawing a line here?
No, drawing a line
here.
The diagonal.
That's why you only have to draw one.
You're saying the fact that you could also
that's,
draw
to me,
yeah.
Makes it more of a sugar.
But the very fact that I could draw, and again, I think this is the Pashas Mishnah Berurah that he is saying goes this way, the fact that I can draw it that way means that it's not clear.
The Mishnah Berurah decided it didn't make a difference. Because the number of walls are the same.
Yes, I understand.
Pieces are the same.
Meaning the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to care about these conditions.
That
what I'm saying.
Point of view, it's more.
I understand. That's what I'm. But from the Chazanish would say, the very fact that it's unclear.
Which is why he probably doesn't think you have to draw the diagonal. He probably thinks that you can make both the rectangle. I mean, it sounds in the Chafetz Chaim like he thinks that's the whole thing.
Yes, I agree.
So that's because he is just counting quantitatively the pieces. I don't know about the Amazon part, but. Whatever the pieces that are being the quantitative amount of pieces are the same, and that's what's coming pashtus.
And that again, I think that he thinks that it's better. So that is,
or maybe it's not worse anyway.
Right.
It's either equal or better. But the question is whether the Chazanish doesn't think that, or shouldn't think, if it's just simon, that the eye connecting in one movement. piece, which is what I was talking about, the structure, doesn't make for at least equivalent, if not more, sequel.
So, I mean, even if they are together, we still have to...
It's more, it's like you have... Because the effect is that you have, right, a...
I'm not understanding what Rosenzweig is saying.
I'm just saying, from a Seymour point of view, the fact that your eye goes to connect the, you know, the dots is potentially consequential.
What, which, when, or he means eye, he means this, or?
From the left to the
triangle.
Oh.
The triangle.
Okay.
The completion of the triangle.
And then, so I can make the opposite. Is that when you see this, this parallel line that already has like a din of mumbling foolish, that, I don't know if it does have any halos at all, just on two walls like that, that's just, it's like Kilu waiting to be completed. And the mumbling.
You mean the mumbling foolish?
The mumbling
Sukkah does, right?
Wait, in, oh, doing that.
As a structure.
Interesting. But, for some reason, it seems like an area we try to avoid Alison a little bit. Like, if that's a natural...
Maybe that's a fact. But...
I just ask on more conceptually. This is really an extension of the Chazanish, right? Chazanish is talking about the Dara of a Mechitza, is that a Mechitza has to be Mesam in a Mako. Right. You're then asking, well, given this like arrangement of mechitzos, are these mechitzos mesame in this makom? Right? It sounds like the Chazon Ish might be indifferent to these kinds of scenarios. Right? He even allows that a lechi is mesame in a makom, even though it's not strictly speaking mesame in any area. Right? But it still could accomplish the purpose of being mesame in something.
So, yes, I said that Blee Netter will be back to your question here. So...
I'm not asking like about whether lechi is misamim in general. But the Chazon Ish is asking a mechitza in order for it to be valid has to be misamim something.
Yes.
That's its purpose. Regardless of in a particular scenario, are the mechitzos misamim some sort of structure or area? Right?
No, I think that meaning
well,
that the. The lechi, meaning if I just have a lechi in the middle of nowhere, that obviously is not misami in anything.
Well, the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says it is.
No, I don't think so. I don't, meaning what you're claiming makes no sense, and the Chazon Ish probably didn't, like, couldn't have said it.
No, it's part of the structure, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is reasonable to think that if the Chazon Ish thinks that Simon is either the only or is a very prominent Hagdara of the Rishos, so then to distinguish between different scenarios which are more or less Simon, I was just arguing on the Alakson that might be equal or better, unless you want to say that we're doing an Alakson, but I think that's a proper connection.
What? Yeah.
Are you just asking me that because it's round doesn't have flat edges? Is your question that...
No.
Okay.
Not even. Okay. That was an early question. Here I'm just saying that you could define a mechitza by being makir or being mavdil makom without requiring that it be mavdil specific mekomos in the constitute mechitza Shabbos. Right? Just like you could say that as a monadri strabim without requiring that people can't walk over the mechitza. What?
If you define...
If it's being misami to makom, but I don't know what the makom is, then it doesn't sound like it's a similar
function.
I don't know if the Chazon Ish is saying that like it has to have that function in every scenario.
Well, because then maybe he has more than one. That's his whole... He's arguing.
He's clearly saying... Right now we're talking about lechi, and he's clearly saying that that's how lechi works.
Correct.
Whatever the function is, it needs to perform that function in order for it to have status.
It has to be misami. Question is what constitutes being a son. That's a word.
So the Chazon Ish brings many riyas that he thinks that this is no good. For example, in like his in Chasmid Beis, so we're speaking, the Gemara is speaking about the Korba Lachsum. So Tosos asks there that, hey, that in this case here, so this is my Korba, just using that, I'm not drawing a straight line because then that would look like a machitza, but so in this case here, how is it that, like, this area up here, I can be metaltalin? Hey, isn't it chaser mechitzos? So one of his answers is that par mishum mechitza works on a deraisa level. Second answer, it's a little unclear, but he says that mistama lo baki ba rabin, because there is this wall here, and therefore that it is therefore lo gazru be rabban and a whole bottle agave mavoy avogavdi isbe dalad al dalad. So it sounds like he's saying that it's midoraisa not rishus yachid, but still since it's lo baki ba rabin, that's and it's bottle to mavoy, so we can carry there. So the fact is that it's not rishus yachid. So says the Chazanish, the Chazanish says we don't say, there seems to be an assumption in Tosfos that we don't say this, we don't just say that this line goes, that this wall goes out like that, we don't even say that it goes out like that. And Pashtus, the Psul of Alechi being Dalad Amos, is only a Psul Durabanan. So the fact that this could be as long as it wants, but Midoraisa, if this was Alechi, if we were like, why can't we go like that or like that? So,
this was within the Mandal Mishum Hekar. Isn't the Chazanish himself talking about the Mandal Mishum Pizza?
The Gemara is talking about Korah here.
I know what I'm saying. His Gedeon, Tosfos.
Is within about Korah.
The Mishum Hekar.
Yes, I understand. So, why doesn't put the meaning.
Since that carry over to the Chazanish is the Pizza. What?
You were saying it doesn't carry over
to the Mishum. Yeah. He's trying to.
You're saying, you're proposing that the Manda Amar who says that Korah Mishum Mechitza.
That's the first day. So the second day.
No, both day. Tosos is working within the day that Korah is Mishum Mechitza. The question is whether that's Po on a Daraisa level. That's the two days in Tosos.
Either way,
Lachim
Mishum Mechitza is.
Yes. In some context, Lachim Mishum Mechitza is Po on a Daraisa level.
That's an interesting riot to bring.
No, but he's, as I said, that he's assuming, again, Tos is assuming, let's say there's a Korah here, let's say there isn't a Korah here. It shouldn't, it shouldn't necessarily make a difference. That Tos is assuming that this area is not Rishus Yachid.
Because we only have two Mechitzos.
Yes. So why?
Because I'm just asking, in case where you have three Mechitzos, and three Mechitzos are Lefi,
so,
what role does that play?
So again, what is the difference between this wall here and the Lefi here?
Just analyzing a triangle. And I'm doing a triangle with two walls, and a triangle with two walls plus a lefty mishum mechitza.
I'm not sure. Why can't this wall here serve as a lefty?
Because the lefty for sure is relating to the triangle. The question is in what way? I'm saying the raya is not necessarily.
What do you mean that the lefty is for sure relating to the triangle?
I mean, the chisar, the way you're explaining the chisar by coming again, is that it's not clear whether the lefty within the triangle is. Being a sounding the square or a triangle.
Yeah.
Is wondering what is the raya from here? In this case, the triangle in Tosfos' case, it only has two mechitzos. There's no third lechi mishum mechitza.
So again, if you assume that the, which I think is, as far as I know, there's no one who disagrees that the psu of a lechi being dalad amos is only midrabanan, so this should be able to function on a deraisa level as a mechitza, as a lechi.
Even for that area.
So,
you have the triangle?
So, the Chazanish is
saying
that Dalmei Hakha all of this, why can't it, if we can say that it will work in a triangle or like that, so then, like, what difference does it make that I have this open space back here?
You're saying because it's already going in a certain direction.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's not
and
related
bend
to
it.
The top.
Right.
Yeah,
that's going up, because it's already going up. That could go either, connect
as a triangle, or it could go up.
It doesn't have an option of curving to triangle at all. That's going.
The lechi doesn't begin at the top, you know, before the break. It begins at the bottom and it keeps going straight.
So if you think then that, meaning if you think that the whole thing could be a rishis yapi even this square, so then certainly why, at least why, if even if the lechi
I mean,
starts here and goes
the
straight, then why
the
can't?
Assuming the Chafetz Chaim thinks
that
it's the whole rectangle, then this rejects that. But it doesn't. But if you were to assume a middle position, which is the triangle, it wouldn't necessarily reject that.
Well, what's the shear for not saying triangle? I'm defending you for that. I mean, like, defending myself against Kasha, I guess. I mean, every lefty is twice as thick as it has to be, but you still would say triangle, which is ruler. So who cares if it's 10 amos or 10 centimeters? Either way, it's a chiddush to say triangle because you could have said it's too late and already passed the triangle projection size. Go on.
Hey, look, guys, so either way, he does bring that right.
Yes.
Okay. But it's maybe because he's only considering the two possibilities.
I mean,
either all works or nothing. Maybe.
What people are saying is that the presence of this open space here actually makes it worse.
Yeah.
This might then fall under the category. Does Abaye come in this Gemara here? No. Abaye is not in this Gemara. Anyway, meaning Abaye might say, Abaye responds on Sadi Beis and Beis, in Kein Matzinu Mechitza Le'Isser. What? Sorry, what? I was mechaving to Rabbi Blasky. The presence of this mechitza back here, or this open space here, is actually creating an iser.
Well, it's not allowing you to have the flexibility to.
And what's the shear of this also? Let's say that this was one tefa here. Would we say that I still have a triangle, or that? Sorry.
What starts vertically?
So you're saying that this lechi over here has to literally be a circle dowel. It can't be something that goes like a tefach like that.
It's not clear meaning the lechi, even depending on the direction is, but it's clearly coming as the third piece of the structure, and which is which direction is it facing.
Well, what's the shear for that? What's the shear vertical that you can no longer say?
The lechi is not a meaning.
When is it too big?
So I happen to think that there's a different terrace for the Mishneh Berurah. I think that, I mean, Stam is the way, first thing, we have to, so whatever it is, the Gemara seems that we don't say like this. And what about Korah, that this also wouldn't, unless you say Korah Mishneh Berurah, right, so it wouldn't create a Rishos Yachid. So what about Alachi? So, before we get to trying to defend the Mishneh Berurah, what about a lechi? So Rabbeinu Yehonasan in this Gemara says the lechi also doesn't work. The Gra on Shulchan Aruch and just the Mashal Mesugya, I don't intend on speaking about this Gra, but the Gra being cholik on seemingly everyone thinks that one lechi would work. And it's the Bira Gra on Shin Samach Gimel Yud Gimel. But the Rabbeinu Yonasan says one lechi doesn't work. So what about two lechayayim? So the Beis Yosef is mesupik about this. The Bach thinks davar pashut that does work. The Taz, which Ruv Achronim are maskim to, says that it does not work. The Taz seems to be mechavin to a chayusha meiri, which isn't Dan Bar Ilan, so I didn't quote him, but I did quote the Taz. That the Taz says in source 6 that he says da oso, again we're saying that, let's say that I had uh, a lackey here and a lackey here. So, Taz says, De Oso Sha'omid Eitzel Akatzer, that's this one, Hu Atzmo Matir Tiltel B'mavoy Ad Kenegdo, meaning it is Matir Tiltel here. Ad Kenegdo B'yosher, V'sulo Litzad Hachutz, But also lechi she'omid eitzel aruch lo mal v'lo morid to who eino someone give someone be able to give thank you that also lechi lo mal v'lo morid to who eino matir kenegdo dehat ein kenegdo rak rishus arabim in kain eino ella ke'etz da alma. So the Taz seems to be saying that this lechi works, it works here, and that this one, since nothing is out here, it's just open space, this lechi, we say, extends out this way, and since there's nothing there, so it does nothing. And we don't say that these two lechis connect. So why don't we say that these two lechis connect? And certainly, if a lechi doesn't have to be a sphere, let's say that the lechi was on tefach going like that and one tefach going like that. So why doesn't it? Again, the schema supposed to is that it doesn't connect. So there are two svaras. I mean, one of the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's an insufficient hecker. He doesn't talk about this case. He just, again, gives the svara that it's an insufficient hecker, which, based on the Chazinish, might be more fundamental than we think. But than one might have thought. But why not? Why don't we say that they connect? So so it could just be that naturally halacha likes to work in right angles. I personally find that difficult. Rather, I think another svara. This will work by lechi, but it won't explain why we don't go like this. Is that a lechi, which since it's yisuf, like it fundamentally can be kechudas arbal, so then we say dalme hacha the extra, and therefore even if I try to point it in a certain direction, that we say dalme hacha the rest of it, and then still back to just being like a round one dimensional or two dimensional thing, and therefore it can't point. I think another svar, which I think answers with or without the lechi, is, and this will also answer for the Mishnah Brura, is that not that we like to work at right angles, which I find odd, perhaps it's just me, but rather that we like to make parallel structures. And a nafka mina would be, let's say that I had a parallelogram. Sorry. So perhaps the Mishnah Brura would say, even without a lechi, I do say that I have a rishus yachid like this, perhaps. However, in a case like this, so this the lechi over here, and without the lechi, the natural instinct of the rishus is to go like that. Over here, if I don't have four tefachim in this direction, if I don't have enough for to be a rishus, so then the lechi is going to either go like this or like that. If this lechi happened to be four tefachim, so then I could create a rishus over here, so then it would go like that. Perhaps that's what the Mishnah Brura would say.
So one more time, what are you trying to say?
That we like to...
We don't care about right angles, but we care about
parallel structures.
Only when you have rishus.
Yeah, but only when you have a... Otherwise, that's perhaps what the Mishnah Brura would say. So if the Gilin Hashas on that Tosfos cites a Ron and Sukkah that says that Shtei Mechitzos Kamin Gam and Lechi are not a Rishus Yachid Doraisa, but so that's harder to get out of.
By parallel structures, do you mean halachic reality?
What does Rabbi mean by that?
What do you mean by parallel structures?
So as I said, if I have this, so I have a wall here. So like the halacha works, or that the things work, that it'll create parallel to the parallel to this wall. But if this wall wasn't here, and instead I had a parallelogram like that, so we would go like that. Perhaps. But again, only if...
So why do you think that is? Symmetry?
So...
I thought you were saying something different, and then I would understand where it came from. But why do you... You may be right, but I'm just curious. You think because of symmetry?
Perhaps. Rabbi Blavatsky told me, I didn't see it inside, but that the Chasanishin Tumen says that, like, the Gemara has different discussions about, like, where, like, how we define, like, do we go, like, the Ruchos HaOlam and things like that. The Chasanish supposedly says that this is only when the, like, the city doesn't approximate a geometric shape. Or, but, meaning... like an oval or something like that. If the city approximates an oval, so we're not going to go Ruchos HaOlam, we're just going to use that that simple shape.
Right, but that's, I don't think that's because of symmetry. Right? That's because that defines it as a closed or like an independent area. Here you have an enclosed or area anyway. You're just talking about symmetry.
Yeah.
It's
naturally
closed. There's a premise of Rigua. You start with the premise of Rigua, the question is what the axis of that Rigua is.
Right. That's kind of that's what I'm saying. Right?
Sort of a more natural axis. I mean, the question is there an assumption of Rigua, which is also, because that would be the pizza, could be the same assumption. Rigua, which is not the same as Rigua. Not sure. Four-sided shape. Four-sided shape is
natural.
Parallel.
Right. The way that Tad says it, like it seems like because the second lechi is jutting out.
Yes.
It's on an area jutting out, which is rather nothing connected.
Yes.
The Tad's main errors are they're only doing their own, no? And the whole deal, the main errors wasn't Chalukha suggesting that if you put a lechi there, it wouldn't be a what? He never says anything like that. He only says he's only downing their abundance.
How do you know that?
Meaning there's the
you could say he's only downing their abundance, if of course it would have worked right.
I'm saying there's no reason for him to be there's no reason to interpret him as being speaking about their eyes.
I mean,
the Taz as well. The svar of the Taz, one svar of the Taz says is that the lechi is already chal, and the middle of the second lechi is not chal. The lechi is certainly, that's certainly not a svar we would ever say the rice. Right? The Taz, at least, I think you can give you the time to understand the notion. What do you mean? The lechi is already chal? On what level is the chal?
Why can't a lechi be chal the rice?
I gave my time away. I think that's what.
Even a lot of them should see that it's just the one obviously we can be fine having two on the right level, whatever level.
What's chalos is in the second one?
Say that,
well, I'm saying.
Hello to the second.
But why would one take eminence over the first?
Or maybe we say they connect.
See, but Taz is rejecting that svar, but why shouldn't you be okay with the first svar? I mean, why wouldn't it be enough?
Which,
if these are toch dal, why shouldn't it be? Why should you have four pieces at this point? Why shouldn't we say that the lechi works? The later lechi works at least when Simon that long.
I'm not. Which is the later lechi, here or here?
The one that's farther out.
This one.
Yeah.
So you want to say that it's misamim what?
You have mamish pirtz pachos miyud, and you have three walls and a lechi.
You're saying the lechi should go out like that?
Yeah. Or on an angle, but how could the Taz reject that?
I mean, how or why? There's two different questions. I think the Taz is rejecting that. The question, you can ask the question, why?
I'm saying, Is there a reason to think that that's being deraisim?
I mean, Mistiva Svarov, he says that the lechi is not malav lo morid. To me, that sounds like it's not, it doesn't do anything.
Basically, the Tosfos Mishnah only said a lechi only works once you already have base machit. So, in that area, you have coffee, you start to basically only have one.
You have three.
Pardon?
Again, the Taz says the lechi is not, that this is, I understand that you gave away your source sheet, but he says, lo mala v'lo mori duhu eno mazir kenegdo da ein kenegdo rekrushes rovim v'ein kein eno elat eitz da alma. If you thought that it worked on a doraisa level, so I don't know if you would describe it as ke eitz da alma.
So he's arguing that on Taisus.
No.
Why not? Taisus said it first that it would work.
What?
The first day, the second day, there's a whole division without it. There's a whole division because there's no tashmish around him there.
It doesn't make it a rishus a yachid.
No, but they won't be mechayim before otzala there. You're saying
fine, but it's not a rishus a yachid. We're talking about making a rishus a yachid. We're not talking about.
But it is meaning. It is molderized,
so the lechor. No, Tosus would say. I mean, Tosus is saying. First thing, Tosus is saying with the cobra. Second thing, that with his svara, that it's since it's not since the rabbim were not mishtameh sham, so then it's batel eitzel the mavoi could be without the lechi also. Like I don't know that the lechi is.
I think that's true. I think without, but then okay. Just in terms of the Ikr Nidona, I mean, even accepting this as being a good guy to answer, maybe just another answer could be Tashmish alone defines the Mechitzas. And why wouldn't you, instead of saying how we draw the picture based on geometry, we draw the picture based on Tashmish in that answer.
I'm not sure what you mean.
The walls are being used to be for this starting from the beginning, not starting from the end. I mean, Mela doesn't work at the left.
You're saying. Walls are.
The walls, people are using the walls starting from the inside, not starting from the outside.
Okay, but maybe they can use the walls up to here or up to here.
I'm saying, look, once we know that, then we look at that as being a place which has only two mechitzas. The Tashmish defines how mechitzas work and where they draw from.
But if people are, for example, as Tosu says, that it might be mutter l'hishtamesh here if I had a kora, so then maybe that tashmish then defined it to be just the other.
But I'm saying perhaps that's why that would allow Mishnah to do this, and we just have a lechi. When we just have a lechi, we don't have a presumption of a connection between the walls of the mavoi. Here you have a presumption of connection between the shorter wall and the shorter half of the second. And that connection makes it impossible to draw a theoretical line beyond there. What you have is a mavoi which juts out, not a mavoi which juts in. And therefore, that's enough to answer for the Shabbat.
I'm not sure I understand you, but it's getting late. I'd like to move on, and maybe we can talk about this afterwards.
Okay.
I apologize, but... fine. So... Where was I? So the Prima Gaudim in source 7 actually proposes something very interesting that we've been talking about, actually. So he has a halam, meaning he ends up rejecting it. Masha Kosav on the Taz, he's on that Taz. De Kenegdo Rishus Arabim. Yesh Lomar Lechi Mishum Mechitza. Vahave Shalosh Mechitzos Mitzada Aruch. Vapirtz Baruch Revias Lohavi Mimiluo. What is the Prima Gaudim saying? He's saying as follows, saying, why don't I draw this line out like that? And then, what am I left with? I am left with, I have a wall here, a wall here, a wall here, and then I have somewhat of a wall here, so Ruach Revius is not part of the Mizuo. So this is not only Rosh Hashanah Do Reis, but even Rosh Hashanah Do Rabbanan. That's what the Prima Gaudim proposes, we say. So he ends up saying, Mikol Makom, Yesh Lomar, like that this doesn't work. That Lachi Akatzer Kilu Mechitza, Sham Nocho Biosher, Sulais Klal Neged Alachi Aruch, Sham Heter. So he says it doesn't work, but he entertains this interesting Havamina that it would work. Again, that The Chazon Ish would say we don't draw imaginary lines into nowhere. The Chazon seems to be saying that we may draw imaginary lines into nowhere, but that they, that itself, if it goes into nowhere, doesn't work. Yeah, that's the similarly.
Sorry.
So something similar to Alaxon is also Karen Zavis. So the Chiyushe Arashba in the Sugya and like what is it? Hey, sounds like it's only that the psul of Pirtz of Karen Zavis is only to Rabbanan. But it's not entirely clear what area of the Rosh Hashanah is referring to. He's probably referring to just along the diagonal, but maybe the entire square. The Chazon Ish says that the psul of a Karen Zavis is that in a Karen Zavis, so assuming Karen Zavis says Oko Shebruko, so he says it's a Dover Pasha that I don't draw lines out like that and matzer like that, because we can understand that very well in light of everything the Chazon Ish is saying, because I mean, this I could have heard being a Mafasuman, but I certainly we can understand that it's Chazon Ish doesn't draw imaginary lines. And then the whole Tiyun is along here. Do I say that Omi Maruba, of like assuming I have Omi Maruba here and here, that I can fill in this gap over here? And that Kiska, Karen Zavis, or Alo Adi Inchi, so therefore, either on a Joe Rice level or Joe Rabbanan level, it doesn't work. The Mishnah Brura in source 8, he's talking about appearance of a Karen Zavis in a Chaser, not in a Mavui. The Gemara is talking about in a Mavui, but he says that he quotes the Prima Gadim that says that Im Haya appearance of Pulpus Mi Ama in La Hachmir. Very interesting, like where, why Ama? But Achain says the Mishnah Brura, but Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba says that Shlosha, that if this area, if this is less than three, if this is less than three tefachim, you don't need anything. And it's between three and four, so what does the Rashba say? He says that you put like pasin like that. This is seemingly tikkun echatzer. Again, we're dealing with a echatzer. So the din of Rav Achli v'Tamer Rav Yechiel says that if I have a piritz in echatzer between three and four, so it needs a tikkun unlike a mavoi. Maybe even in a mavui, maybe that this needs a tikkun, hence which lashon of the Gemara that you take. But that in a chatzer, it certainly leis man depalig needs a tikkun. And just interestingly, then the Rashba says that if it's beyond four, so then even that doesn't work. So this sounds that the Rashba thinks again that l'chayayim cannot work with Karen Zavis. Does that mean that they can't necessarily work in all cases of Alachzon, Yesh La'ayin, but certainly that one could extrapolate from here that the Rashba thinks that even two L'chayayim don't work B'Alachzon. And the Rashba says that there's no Tikkun other than Etzur Sepasach. Again, this Rashba is by by Chatzer in a different place in the Vosa Kodesh, he talks about Mavoi and just says that less than four, it doesn't need a tikkun. More than four, you need a source of Pesach. This primigodim about Amma is hard to understand. Where did it come from? Again, he's not against the Gemara in that the Gemara is talking about Mavoi, not Chatzer, but this English sefer put out by people learning in Chicago called The Laws of an Erev, which is a very good, it's a thorough sefer about Hilchos Erevin. So in a footnote there, so they propose that they have a cheshbin, which is not necessarily mukrach, but based on this other prima gadim, maybe it's a little stronger. They propose that the prima gadim holds that actually we do say Omei Merubah extending out like this way, And that's why Chazal had the more freedom to be Kobea that a that the Shir Pirzon, a Karen Zavis, and a Chatzer is an Amma. And maybe that's what the Prima Gaim is talking about. Maybe. Fine. And again, the Chazon Ish thinks that this doesn't work. The Chazon Ish does have an interesting idea that if you were to just stick a little thing like that, since if you have only Meruba, so then that should work in the entire square. Again, this also is not Mashma from the Rashba, but the Rashba says that the only Tikkun is a Tzuras HaPesach. But maybe the Rashba wasn't talking about trying to be Mashma the whole square. I don't know. Fine. So another psul of Alechi, and I forgot to mention this, that if Tosis Janim just says that a Lechi is just being a Mashu in the Ruach Revius, it doesn't actually do anything more than that. It's not Moshechus Vesosemes or anything like that. So how do we understand their dinim, which one of them I'm about to mention, is that if you're Marchik a Lechi from a Koso Gimel Tzvachim, that it's possible. So too also, if Lechi is being Dalet Amos, it's possible. So either these dinim are only midrabanan, which pashtas lechi being dalet amos is only midrabanan, or these dinim like hirchi minakoso, maybe the Tosfos Janim would say that that's not a din in lechi per se, it's a din in walls also, as Rabbeinu Yehonasan says that the reason that if you're marking a lechi gimel tefachim from the kosel, it's possible because of asi avir to haigisa mevatalei. So that's not a din in lechi per se. Lechi is particularly vulnerable to asi avira, but we can have asi avira passling things other than lechis. So maybe Tosfos Janim would understand that that's not a din in lechi. It's a din in ksalim. The Shut Hagraz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, has some chubos. So he says he's coming off of there's a tubo shore who thinks that this psul of Hirchik Minakosa Gimel Tzvachim applies to also Tzuras HaPesach, and most Achronim don't accept this for various reasons. And many of them are distinguishing between Lechi and Tzuras HaPesach, and that can shed light, a lot of light on what a Tzuras HaPesach is, but that's not the focus of this Kabura. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that only works in conjunction with two other machitzos. So therefore, if you're marking it from a kosel, gimel tefachim, so it's no longer in conjunction with anything, and it can no longer work. Mashin can Tzuras HaPesach, but he's saying that a lechi works because it is mitzuref to the ksalim. So does that mean, it sounds like, and in Shin Samach Gimel, in Shin Samach Gimel Aleph, he seems to say that any place that I have two walls and a lechi, I have rishus yachid. I mean, presumably he doesn't mean that if I have a wall like this and then a wall like that and my lechi is over here, that that's a rishus yachid. But presumably he is talking about shtei mechitzos min gam. He seems to be giving this structure svar. He might be giving this structure svar that I mentioned earlier, that that the more mitzuref they are, so the more likelihood that it'll create a rishus yachid. The Avni Nezer in Reish Pei Zayin Yud, which is source 9, says that nearly lumo mikan the hadimahani lechi b'mavu yishnei pasim b'chatzer. I mean, maybe this is how he understands Tosfos Janim. Tosfos Janim is a little unclear, but the Pshuto, I think that, yes, Tosfos Janim doesn't, since he doesn't speak out anything else, that I would assume from his silence that So his Shanim just says that a lechi it's not a din in lechi per se, that it can't that it needs to function in conjunction with the other ksalim, that the psul of hirchik minakosel gimel tfachim is not a din in lechi. Yeah.
What about gam?
So I don't know. It's an open question. I don't know if it if it's working as just being a mashikel. So
maybe his mashikel is part of the structure.
I understand, but then again, I mean, if it's working as just being a mashikel, so I'm more inclined to think that it will work at the diagonal than to work like that. But sorry. Yes, but very, very likely, very possibly. So the Avni Nezer says that he says, "Shnei pas. How does it work? The Mahani Lachi b'Mavu Shnei Pasim l'Chatzer. After parts Meruba b'Mechitza he. Nishun debitzer of Shar Mechitzos Havei Omi Meruba." So he says that again, assuming that I need Omi Meruba Sachakol, the entire perimeter. And that's why he says, "Al came im al yedei psachim shebestudin yet parts meruba beemes lo yilu lechi shnei pasin." So, for the lechi to be working, we presume that I have omi meruba on the entire perimeter. V'dafka besukah de mechitza revias lo by klal shlishes nami sa'i betapach lo by klal shiya sasum, that this can work without omi meruba. That's a Gemara in Sukkah. Aval b'Shabbos bein an arba machitzos lahachim midrabanan sark shiya b'chol hakef la'olam shiya omi meruba. V'hashta muvan heitev dikshalachi rachuk minexalim haba atzmusa ha'avir rabbi kinegda v'hava parts meruba v'asr v'dafka kishimuchuberes l'koso mahani tzeir v'koso. So the Avni Nezer, though it does seem that he's talking only about Ruach Revius, gives us a very interesting svara that he's saying that that a lechi, there's one of two ways of saying it. I think Eliran probably is more correct than my initial reading, that that the Avni Nezer is saying that the lechi works. The lechi is what's being so same that side or matcha that side, but the lechi, because I have only meruba on the entire perimeter, so I don't say that lechi is parts meruba and therefore rendered invalid. The other more interesting way that I had initially read the Avni Nezer, which is not necessarily what he's saying, is that the lechi doesn't actually matcher their shos, but the lechi is what's allowing that side to borrow from the omi meruba of the rest of the rishos and therefore be matcheret. The Aruch HaShulchan in source 10, which I found after I made the Mar Makomo sheet, has a similar idea. Aval zeh she'amru lechi mishum mechitza eino muvan eizeh mechitza hi kana dak kechut hasarba v'hari afilu parts meruba ala omei mevatzol mechitza v'kal v'chomer kana dak. V'nir l'ani esdaiti dal pi mashik asamnu simen or sif hakodem sif chaf gimel simen hakodem sif chaf gimel departs ka'omeid chashvina b'kolel b'chol mechitzos asi ayin sham asi shapir v'hayim minatarot sarik gimel mechitzos u'behem sarik liyos b'kolel parots ka'omeid miu davar muat sarik b'chol mechitza dikshehi mefulash l'gamrei, that I didn't even have the lechi there, ena b'chlal mechitza v'chein amru sham mavu yishen roi l'shitov klomer mefulash echsher b'lechi azark l'socho chayev d'lechi mishu mechitza v'hayim mishum debet kolel ya omi meruba v'afilu yu eza pirtzos v'mechitza sestadim tia parts ka'omeid v'im emas ya yoser, that it's now parts meruba lefi acheshben degimel mechitzos ena rishos yachid v'ulai zeh kavanas tosis shanim demechitza gimel o dalas lo agmere mehach taima dechashvina nekolel. So the Aruch HaShulchan notes the Tosfos Shanim and says maybe this is Pshat and Tosfos Shanim, maybe it's not Pshat and Tosfos Shanim. Again, Tosfos Shanim is very, no pun intended, but that the Aruch HaShulchan seems to be saying something similar to the way Eliran wanted to read the Avni Nezer, though they may have slightly different understandings of what it means that you have Omi Merubah on the entire Hekef, but that since I have Omi Merubah on the entire Hekef, so therefore I can have a Lechi can serve as a Mechitza in a Ruach. So back to the beginning of the Chavura when I asked on Tos Shonen that that if you need, like, does Omi Merubah still have a role to play? So these Akronim are saying yes, it does. It has some role to play. But either way, these also this could work very well with the Ritva that we view Lechi is being Moshechus V'Sosemus, though their Lashon sounds like I just need, the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like I just need a Mechitza Mashihu in the Ruach. And it certainly doesn't seem to work with the Chazon Ish that would say that the Chazon Ish wouldn't understand all of these, that it's a wall, but it's not a wall, or is it a Siman Makom or is it not a Siman Makom? So, the Chazon Ish has a different explanation of why the Lechi, that if you're Marchik the Lechi from the Kosel Gimel Tefachim, it doesn't work, and that's because he says that it is an insufficient Siman Makom. This is what he says in Samach Test Yudal, that's not in the source sheet, that it's just floating in midair. In that, there, he also says, how does he know that Lechi works by being Misami the Makom? So, I mean, understandably, we can understand that Alechi is not Monea Drisus or Rabin, but maybe it works some other way, like with the Avni Nezer, the Aruch HaShulchan, or someone else might say. So he says that it worked. His Raya is, everything the Chazon Ish says, Kimat everything has Rayas. We can down on the Rayas, we can question whether the Rayas are right, but Kimat everything he says, he brings Rayas for, but he doesn't necessarily cross-reference everything he says and put them into a bigger picture, which is what one of the things that I'm trying to do in this Chavura, but that his Raya, he says, is from Nir V'chot Shav Nifnim, so that's Nido Mishum Lechi. Let's try to briefly analyze that and see whether the Dinim there support or reject the Chazon Ish, or maybe they some of them are ambiguous, some of them may support different notions of Lechi. So the Gemara in Sukkah seems to say that Nir V'chot Shav Nifnim even works for Dofen Sukkah. Though Agav, if you look at Rabbeinu Hanano there, he seems to say he reads the Gemara, he understands the Gemara differently, that it's a bit mia, and that the Gemara is actually saying that it doesn't work with Dofen Sukkah. But our Girsa Lefaneinu is that it does work with Dofen Sukkah. And we see also that it seems to work in many contexts. Tosos and Tosos Arash on Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. Tosos just says that it works for Kilayim. Tosos Arash says a little more Marech and Tosos and says that it works for all the dinim mentioned that sukkah there about Tzoa and Tefillah and Get, that it also works in all those cases. And we see from the Gemara that it's asking about, in the Machlokas about Nir Mechot Shav Nifnim, it was a Nido Mishum Lechi or not, so the Gemara asks from the case of Chatzar Gedol Chatzar Katana, and that itself is not is talking about Diurim and Erevei Chatzeros, so we see that seemingly it works in Erevei Chatzeros also. Nir Mechot Shav Nifnim, Nido Mishum Lechi seems to have, which is how we paskin, seems to have very broad ramifications in many different areas of halacha, at least just coming from the Gemara and these Rishonim that we've seen so far, though I would add that even though the Tosas Rush and Tzadi Beis says that it should affect all those dinim there, so the Meromei Asada in Sukkah there in Yod Tes says that if you look in Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim, you won't find it being mentioned. That nowhere in Hilchos Kelayim does it say that, does it mention Nir Mechot Shav Nifnim, Nido Mishum Lechi, and therefore you have to have Kosel Nechnasim. I found the Shulchan Aruch Rav in a couple of places did, in Hilchos Tefillah, did bring it up, but the Mishneh Berurah doesn't say Kiyuzeh about this, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say Kiyuzeh about this. I mean, they came after the Meromei Asada, but the Meromei Asada is presumably talking about Magen Avraham, Taz, Shach, Eliyahu Rabbah, like that the classic nosacalan don't say anything about this and presumably don't hold of it in all those contexts, even though some of the Rishonim do seem to hold of it. But so it seems to have a very broad scope, and it may be even broader than we might have thought. That we know that there's a machlokas, what exactly is considered a nimruch hashem mifnim. So the Rashi says that Rashi seems to say that. I mean, I'm trying to analyze how Lechi works in light of the idea of Nir Lechi, Nir Mekushan, if Nimido Mishnah.
He said, like,
yeah, I mean, he brings Uriah, so. Yeah, I'm getting to that. But I first want to present a little background that the scope of how, or how broad or lack thereof, that it works. So Rashi says that this is a case of Nirmukh Shamitnim, Nido Mishum Lachi. Tosos asks on Rashi that in when the Gemara says Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana, that it should match the Chatzar Katana also because of Nirmukh Shamitnim, and then the Gemara has to answer, okay, so when the Mishnah says that the Katana is a surah, it has to be talking about Kosel Mechnasa. So Tosu says, Rashi, how are you going to understand that? So, therefore, Tosu's thinks that this is the case of Nimra plus Shumpin. Yeah. Fine. So, the Gemara says that in the case of Chatzar Gedola, Chatzar Katana, that this should be Nimra plus Shumpin. So, how exactly does this work for Tosos also? Maybe Tosos says that it's this part over here. For Rashi, that Rashi has... Rashi also thinks that Kimin Tuf also works, so we can understand, but for Tosos a little harder. So the Marasha asks this Kasha, and he says that the way it works is because Migo, that it works for the Gedola, that these Gefufim here work for the Gedola, so also Migo that works for the Katana. So what exactly does that mean? So I would like to propose that this Migo means that it, since it is Magyo, the Rishos for the Gedola, that it is a Magyo, and that Ad Kan is Rishos, so then Mikan Ve'elach, another Rishos. I think that that's how I would like to touch the Migo. Maybe, and perhaps also, that's how Nir Mechos Shamithnim works in general, and that can be why it can work in so many different areas of halacha. If it's just purely about a Heker Svara, so then it's that it might be harder to understand how it can work in, at least it can be entertained to work in lots of different areas of halacha. But rather that it's Misamein ad kan the makom and mikan the elach another makom. Of course, this all for the Chazanish to use this as a rai, it presumes that nimruch hashem mifnim nido mishum lachi is a typical type of lachi that we can extrapolate from it. The what's it called? The Taurus Raphael. In the Makoro sheet I said sumin nun aleph. I made a mistake. It's sumin nun. Says that his main thesis in that piece is that when we pass in Lachi Mishum Lachitza, it's not to the exclusion of Lachi Mishum Heker, and that you could have a Lachi functioning as both, or in the case of Nirmukh Shel Mifnim, he argues that Kulei Alma does not function as a Mechitza, it only functions as a Heker, and therefore Nafkamina that a Lachi Nirmukh Shel Mifnim that's Ome Me'elav is possible. That's what the Torah Shafal says. So he clearly is understanding that Lachi Nirmukh Shel Mifnim is not your typical Lachi. So based on him, it would be hard to extrapolate from that to how Lachi works in general. The Chazanish presumably doesn't like the Taurus Raphael for the reason that many other Achronim don't like him, that he seems to be against the Gemara on Tesvah Medalef when the Gemara in the Sugi of Lachi Me'ome Elav tries to bring Rias from Nirmukh Shel Mifnim. but like the perspective of like that it only works Mishum Heker and the Chazanish of Siman Makom are similar, albeit different, but the question is, are they extrapolating outward or not? Can you extrapolate beyond that or not? So the Rabbeinu Yehonasan, who says that explains Nir Mechusham Mifnim, the Nidon is about Heker. Can the Heker work outside or inside? It sounds like it's a Heker type of Svara. It's a Heker to coming this direction or coming that direction, or that it's Heker may mean Simon Makom. I don't think that's far-fetched to say. But it doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Yonasan thinks that the Iker Diyun is like, can we draw lines this way or that way? similarly, another case, the Rashba, this is in the sources, it's source 11, but I'm not going to read inside for the sake of time, that the Rashba believes that you can have a Lechi outside the Rashba learns like Rashi about what is considered Nir Mechusham Mifnim, but he thinks that you can have a Lechi outside the Mavoi. So, where exactly is the schema taking place? It's presumably not taking place here, though we can talk about that. But again, the Rashba agrees with the Tosfos on the Rashba. Says something similar to Tosfos on Chesem and Beis, that the Balakson is not a Rishus Yachid there. So presumably it's not taking place, the schema is not happening like that. Is it happening like that? So if this line is going straight at a 90 degree angle, I didn't draw things at 90 degree angles, but if it's going straight at a 90 degree angle, so then it is ending up also outside the mummy, which is interesting if that would work. It could be that it's going straight to the inside of the mavoi, in which case, again, it's still at a slight angle, which may be slight, but the Chazanish would presumably say that the schema can happen, again, not that we're drawing imaginary lines, but the simun makom happens at the edge of the mavoi. That may be what the one place where the Chazanish is coming from. Also that the Chazan in source skip sources 12 and 13, but that the which are interesting, but in source 14, so the Chazanish has a very interesting shita about what is Nir Mechusham, what is the Lechi itself. So again, if I have something like this, so what exactly is the Lechi? We might think it's this. Chazanish says that's not correct. V'had nidon mishum lechi haynu hagimum. The Chazanish thinks that the lechi is the absence of wall over there. Below hakosel. Kedemuchach tasim abeis de Rabbi Yosi de lechi gimel tefachim modin ove hagimum. I don't claim to understand the raya. I could try to talk outside the chabur about what I think it may be, but I don't claim to understand. Gam efshar lomer she'ove hakosel hu halachi v'imkein tifsal b'mavoi sharei ove nimshach b'meshach da'alabamos l'chol arach ha'mavoi. But sof kol sof, the Chazanish seems to think that it is the contrast that there is kosel here and not kosel here that is the lachi. So I think this is again the Chazanish l'shitaso that is very hard, or certainly he is not accepting, at least in a very serious way, the Ritva's idea of Moshachas of Sosamas, because it's very surprising to say that an absence is Moshachas. Fine. Just very quickly about the reason that Lechi needs to be 10 Tvachim tall. So if Lechi is supposed to be a Mechitz in a classical sense, like a Mechitz of Kol Shehu, so then very understandably it has to be 10 Tvachim tall. But there is another perspective that is of Rav Chaim. About Ksusei Mikhsa Shire, that the Gemara says, I think, that we don't say Ksusei Mikhsa Shire Lachi. So Rav Chaim says that, or the Rishonim asks, well, what, I mean, I understand that Lachi doesn't, it doesn't have to have a length or a width, but it does have to have a height. So the Rishonim give different Tevruts. And Rav Chaim says that the reason that a lechi has to be 10 tefachim tall is not because it's a din in the lechi, it's a din in the rishos. That, and therefore, it's not going to be affected by ksusei mechsas shirei. Interestingly, the Chazon Ish is not masig on this Rav Chaim. I don't know if that means anything, but interestingly, he is not masig on it. So I think that this perspective, though, could work very well for the Chazon Ish. And perhaps the Rishonim would give the other Terutzim might not hold of the Yisod, or they might hold of the Yisod, but that it still can be affected by Ksusei Mechzes Shirei Yesh La'ayin. So, now just very briefly, I would like to try to tie together a couple more Chazon Ishes and argue why I think that the Chazon Ish is the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or at least its Mechitzos, is that it's Muvdal Suman Misvivosav. So, the Gemara in Dav Zayin and Beis has a case of the Soya Mavi Kala Rachba, or a Chatzar there, it depends on whether there are people living in that space. If there are people living there, it's a Chatzar. If there are not people living there, it's a Rachba. So we know, at least Rov Achronim and Rishonim seem to think that the Kiyas Rabim, again, with the Baki Ba Rabim on Dav Vav Med Aleph, changed the sheer appearance of a mavoi from 10 amos to 4 tefachim. But this does not seem to affect the chatzer. This is what the Gemara in Chesem et Aleph says, that chatzer shirav nichnasim bezo v'yotzim bezo rosh hashanah yachid b'shabbos. That's how the Rosh, when he quotes this in the first parak, he quotes this mission and says, mikan, that we see that the kiyas rabin doesn't affect the chatzer. We're not talking about something which is presumably a much more greater mass of rabim at Asi Rabim Matan Lechitzta, which may or may not affect the Chatzir if you hold of Asi Rabim Matan Lechitzta. But talking about Bucky about rabim, which is poshtus much, much less, might even just not be rabim going, like Rashi might be saying that it's just the absence of some sort of physical impediment, like Refish Fatit might already create Bucky about rabim. So whatever Bucky about rabim is, that it doesn't affect the Chatzir. So the case is that I have a Mavoi. This over here is Rosh Hashanah Rabin. I have a Mavoi, and then I have a Chatzer, and then the Chatzer also opens to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Then I have Rabin going like this, and they're both this. So, and I have a Lechir. So, you have to deal with the area of the Chatzeros, but in terms of the Pirzos of the Mavoi, this is a Kasher Mavoi. So why is that? I have Bucky Bar Rabin over here in the Chatzer. So apparently we know that Bucky Bar Rabin doesn't affect the Chatzer, but why doesn't it affect the Mavui, which is Sue up to the Chatzer? Meaning that the Bikias Rabin here, it's true that it may possible this, but maybe it should possible this. So says the Chazon Ish, we see that that the mavoi is not possible by the pirtzos of the chatzer. So if we understand that the yisod of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is that it is mudo misvivosav, so that once this area is a mavoi, it's ki'ilu the mavoi, and the Chazon Ish uses this terminology, the mavoi is parts to a makom not ha'al shirlo, but ha'mutrlo. It's parts to a makom asasum. So therefore, the mavoi is fine. In fact, that it's as if the mavoi ends here, and then I have walls here, again, not walls in a halachic sense, but just that it is open to a makom asasum. So therefore, I think this is very well understood. If you think that the yisod of mechitzos, or yisod of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, the Chazon Ish is Simun Makom. Similarly, in the case of Kosim Nechnasim.
Are you trying to prove that it's also Simun Makom? Just going back to what we discussed earlier? Or only Simun Makom?
Well, if it's about being Monea Drisus or Rabin, so then.
A different model. So this particular model is basically Simun Makom.
Even though it's in a Mavoi, not possibly Rose.
Wherever you have Simun Rabin, that works. That doesn't mean that there isn't another pizza. That's what you're trying to argue for.
I mean, okay, I guess if that could be. I don't know if...
Here you have Seymour Dobbin, you're saying, because you have an official Malcolm Wilson and a Malcolm Hector bordering him. And that's Masami, right?
I guess so. To me, again, if mafizos, I guess if one says that there are two different types of mafizos, and that is that the difference isn't between Lovely and Possibly Rose or something like that, but just any time that you have seen a Malcolm, that is sufficient, but there are other ways to...
That's what I was arguing.
Even though I have... Okay. I would still say that I think that the Lashon HaKazanish earlier, where he says that he explains, at least in Pasi Biros, where he explains the reason...
Because that's the case for the Seymour Bonham, so you have to explain there that the Drisa Sarabin undermines the Seymour part.
So then why...
That's its Pu'ula, that's a bigger factor, right?
So, I mean, I guess...
I'm not bothered by that.
I guess what Rebbe would... is saying is that, meaning he's coming off of the first cousin issue that I mentioned, that the, so if I didn't have that cousin issue saying that there's a Lachitza's function for two ways, I would be able to explain, I think, all these cases that Rabim, the presence of Rabim, it undermines the Simon Makom, but not that there's not that Drisus or Rabim, or being Munei Drisus or Rabim itself is into of itself as a way to create Shasiyachet. So that's why, I mean...
I'm going back on that first formulation.
So...
Which I'm taking literally to mean.
I guess, I don't know. I guess if the Rebbe does have the more literal read of it, I think that certainly it's more consistent to learn the Chazanish the
way
I am. Except that I am not reading the first Chazanish as literally as Rebbe is reading it.
But either way, you're doing a certain, meaning either way, what you're demonstrating doesn't take away from what you're demonstrating. You're demonstrating how wide an application and scope he has for this din of C1 as a Havdara.
Right.
Okay.
Similarly, in the case of Kosim Nechnasim, so the Gemara says, here is this is the Chatzar Gedola, this is the Chatzar Katana. And the Mishnah says that the Gedola is Mudger, Mataras, and the Katana is Asura, and that if we say Nidimushim Lachi, so to maintain that the Katana is Asura, so we have to have Kosim Nechnasim. So the Chazanish asks, there's a lot of questions that one can raise in this Chazanish, but the Chazanish asks, to make this Chatzar Gedola bigger, so that it's a little clearer what he is doing. The Chazanish asks, so why isn't this, he assumes that up to here is where the hetcher of the Chatzar Gedola is. The Chatzar Gedola cannot function they cannot carry in this posting of Nasim. Rav Schachter thinks otherwise. There may be a riot for Rav Schachter for Tosus on Yud Beis and Mid Beis, but about Lashon Yam, but not for now. But that assuming the Chazanish assumes that this is the case, that they can't be metallic in that area. So then he asks, so why isn't the Chatzar Gedola Prutza to the Chatzar Katana? So one could answer that I have Pasim over here. So the Chazanish doesn't take that answer because presumably these Pasim are not Masami Gavakum. That I can go straight through here, and the Pasim are not serving to designate that. So the Chazanish comes up with a much more complicated answer that since Bain Ka'achas, that if this area here and this area here are to be Rishus Yachid, and this area here is Rishus Yachid, so therefore they are, meaning Luyatsu here, let's say that I had two Pasim here. So the Chazanish would say that this is Makom Hetzer Tilto, and this is the Makom Hetzer Tilto, and therefore they can serve as Pasim in this area. So since Bayin Ke'achas, that they all can serve as, that that if buying Dakas that I have now one, two, three, four walls, and one, two, three, four walls, that buying Dakas that these areas become a Malkum Hetzer Tiltul and that they can serve as a passing for this area. So the Chazanish is, again, that we see this idea that the Chazanish is using that a Rosh HaSeyachid is serving to be Matir subsequent Rosh HaSeyachid, and B, that he's also rejecting the use of the Pasim over here.
So what about the idea itself of the Rosh HaSeyachid? Would that figure into your
mind? So that's what I was saying, that to me sounds like it. Again, there's nothing here being Momnea Derisus Arabim, but rather the etzem fact that it's a Rosh HaSeyachid serves to, that if this Rosh HaSeyachid is Mugdol Misi Bosa, so then what's open to it is also Mugdol Misi Bosa. So the Chazanish also in Tosos in...
Is that Al Pidin, or is that even, does that have to be Likar? That seems...
What does Rebbe mean?
Or because people know it's Rosh HaSeyachid, they treat it as Rosh HaSeyachid, therefore that's part of the way that they relate to the area.
I presume that, again, that something perhaps in between, that they see it as a Rosh HaSeyachid, meaning that the Chazanish thinks that if it's, meaning...
The way people perceive it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
my
second point.
Okay. The Tosus on Yubez, I mean Chaf Beis Med Aleph says Rabbi Yochanan says that Umale Yerushalayim Umale Dalso said Nulas Lailah Chayim Umale Mishum Rosh Hashanah. So Tosus says if Rabbi Yochanan is going within Rabbi Yehuda that Shnei Mechitzas Daraisa, so then why are they Chayim Umale Mishum Rosh Hashanah? Tosus assumes that Rabbi Yochanan must hold both Dinim of Rabbi Yehuda. So he says that it's talking about that the. Guy who's standing the Emsa Kilosh. This guy is the where right there, he's the one who's Chayanish Rosh HaSeyachid. That's what Tosfos says. So the Chazanish is Kasha on this Tosfos. How can it be that this is Rosh HaSeyachid? I have a Rosh HaSeyachid here, 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 and here. How can it be that this is Rosh HaSeyachid Rabin in the center? So that the question sounds very consistent with what we've been saying, that the Yisod, or at least that very fundamental aspect of Rosh HaSeyachid is Siman Makom, so the very fact that it is Rosh HaSeyachid can be Misuman by Makom Rosh HaSeyachid on all four sides. The Chazanish says that this Yisod, though, that a Rosh HaSeyachid can serve to be Misamein another Rosh HaSeyachid, is not true. This is how he answers his question. Is not true for Rabbi Yehuda's Rosh HaSeyachid of two mechitzos. I assume that he thinks that if the Rosh HaSeyachid had three mechitzos, so that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it works. Though I don't remember if that's true, but that certainly he's saying that the two mechitzos creates a different type of Rosh HaSeyachid than our type of Rosh HaSeyachid, and therefore it cannot be Misamein Lakum. But again, this perspective, we see the Chazanish again, that I think we see it also in... Sorry?
Why should it matter?
Why should what matter? I mean, he's saying that they, since it's a Rosh HaSeyachid, I had two mechitzos, so I guess he's saying that itself is not... it's not a makom esuman, so therefore it can't be a misan other makomos.
That's
what I was asking before. Because of my beliefs of Kazal people, it's surrounded by Rosh HaSeyachid, or because that's the way people look at the people who look at it as a makom. This is the Nav Kamina.
Yeah.
Here you have a Chalos Rosh HaSeyachid according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
But people don't.
So,
because
I mean,
of its structure,
I guess Rebbe's question is the question and the answer of the
yeah.
of the Chazanish.
Mm-hmm. it's clearly a prism. And I think we're rooted that somehow really doesn't do the shit itself. Foolish not being a shit. You can't do the suspect. So it's not the very fact it's shit.
He's just saying that according to the Chazanish in general,
I mean, yeah, so that this could be said differently. But at least the way the Chazanish is saying it, I think that it's very consistent. Also, my first Chabura talked about whether there's an Indian of whether there's a Haloshim Pesach on gaps. Like, let's say that I have a Mimruba, but do I also need a Haloshim Pesach? What does that mean if I did? And I mentioned the Chazanish thinks there's no such thing as a Haloshim Pesach. So I think that that's also very consistent with what we've been developing right now, that the Chazanish thinks, is it Muvdal, or is it not? If it's Muvdal, so then I don't need any more Haloshim Pesach on the gap. And if you look at the way Rav Moshe and Igros Moshe is Masig on this, or sorry, fine. And the last point, someone has to, I guess, mention we're learning Erevin and we are in YU, which is in Manhattan, so someone has to talk about the Chazanish, about the Hetcher of our like the Erev around YU. That the Chazanish thinks that he says, which is reminiscent of the Rashba that I skipped, but it is on the Mark Homo sheet, that if I have, let's say, buildings here, and then I have a dead end here. So the Chazanish says that I have Omei Meruba. So then this becomes Rosh Hashiach, and then once that becomes Rosh Hashiach, so then this becomes Rosh Hashiach, and this becomes then so on and so forth. So again, this is all, again, I guess one could have taken this position could just be solely did an Omei Meruba, but I think in light of everything else that we've seen so far in the Chazanish, that It makes sense that this is consistent with his idea of Siyun Makom, if a Rosh HaSiyachid, once it becomes Rosh HaSiyachid in Kedino, so then, which means that it is a Makom Masuman, so then it is able to be Misamein further Rosh HaSiyachid.
But that in that definition, I don't see it so much. But if it's not Misamein, the other Makom is not Misamein. It's made to Misamein, the building within itself, not the Chazar around it.
So, I mean, Rabbi Packer is taking, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say,
And I know the Chazanish says it, so
I understand.
It has to fit in with what he's saying.
Reb Moshe, when he's Masig on the Chazanish, says that it's impossible that an area that is made for traffic, i.e. a road, can be closed off by Omei Meruba, at least in this sense. When in this question about the is there a Shem Pesach, so there's three possibilities. Either no, there's no such thing as a Shem Pesach, that there is yes, such a thing as a Shem Pesach, or another possibility is that there is no such thing as a Shem Pesach, but I still need to be Masalik a Shem Pirtza. And it could be that you could have multiple of these things together, but that I have to be Masalik a Shem Pirtza. Reb Moshe seems to be at least adopting that third approach, that something that is like a street which is built for traffic is a Pirtza, and I need something sufficient to be Masalik it. Chazanish would say that just because it's built for traffic, if there's traffic on it, so we can talk about that. Is that Asi Rabim? Is that Bucky Bar Rabim? Is that we can talk about that? But like, just the etzem fact that something is built for traffic, that itself for the Chazanish would not be mal of a lomover. And
you could say that's spirit of being the traffic where the traffic.
So the presence of the traffic, again, that's why I said that we can talk about that. Do we say Asi Rabim Bal Mechitza or not? And but the fact that something is etzem built to service traffic, and therefore can't be closed off by Omei Meruba, I think that the Chazanish would say if I have Omei Meruba and therefore it is a sufficiently Makom Masuman, so therefore that's that. The fact that it's built to serve for traffic is irrelevant. And that is the Chabura.
car and
as your phone.
Who's sitting next week?
Pretty sure Bruce said he was. I'm not. He's not in the room. I didn't say he was going to do it. Didn't you say he was next week?
I probably can go next week.
Okay.
Here's your.